Have you ever been in one of those spots where you just are, you need to do something, you know you need to do it, but you just don't feel motivated? You don't feel like just it's not coming to you. You just it's a monotonous task or it's something that even if it's like something you used to enjoy, that just like, hey, you know, I just need some time off or whatever. Maybe something's not right, I don't feel it, whatever. You know, I like to apply, and you may have heard this before, it's called the do something principle, right? So the do something principle is very, very simple, but we often forget how this process works. So what it rolls down to is really just getting started, right? You know, often if you have something in, and this can revolve around problems too. So if you have a problem, you know, and you maybe don't know the answer for that matter. You know, you just come in and you're like, or you just start with whatever the with, you know, the problem is that you have, and you just like start working on it. Now, if you weren't to start working on it, you just say, no, it'll go away. It's never going to go away. We all know that, right? But if you just started working on it, and you often you're going to educate yourself and you're going to get better at it, you're going to get better at it, and you're going to get the problem worked out. It's just that simple. And that's taking action, you know, and the ideas will come to you as you're in this process, because the world works as just like it, you know, just like that is said, you know, it's going to basically offer the answers to people that are trying. It's not going to offer you answers if you're just sitting back waiting on the answer for to come, right? That's not the way the world works. So taking action is largely the better part of you know, how to correct that. And that's the do something principle, right? So, but when it comes down to it, this also feeds into motivation. So we forget that motivation is something that we just feel like, hey, we can just go watch a video, or especially this day and age, we can just get on social media or whatever, and we get this little immediate little high, and then we're off and running for the day, or we're going, and then all of a sudden our little, you know, 10, 15 minutes later or 2 hours later, we're back in our little rut because we our little dopamine ran off, right? So that what really the process is, you know, action is the cause of motivation, right? And it really revolves around inspiration, motivation, and a desirable action, right? This is just the process, right? It's just the natural process of everyday human beings. We go down and we want inspiration, motivation, and desirable action, right? So we want that, and we're eagerly seeking that, whether we know that or not, right? Sometime in your life, you'll notice it. If you just stop and look back, you'll notice it and be like, wow, that is exactly, you know, it's that process, right? It's been defined, and it's you know, this is not something that I'm some theory that I'm coming up with. These are books, and these are known practices that just are accumulation that come together from largely me taking action, right? Me wanting to be inspired and motivated, and again, taking action. If you look at motivation, it's a three-part loop, but it's an infinite loop that repeats itself. Now, why do I say that? Okay, so when you think about it, again, inspiration, motivation, and desirable action. Now, if I told you that desirable action is what causes the inspiration, which motivates you, then it's a repeatable loop. If you think about it, just reorientate the words, right? Inspiration, motivation, desirable action. If it was action, inspiration, motivation, it would continue and as a continuous loop. So creating action and doing action often is just really the motivating factor of, you know, keeping you going and keeping you like focused on what you're doing. Like your soul has to feel it, right? Your inner being, as much as you may have different beliefs or whatever, but your inner being, your inner, like you'll feel it inside your gut. You'll be like, wow, you know, I need to do this. Like, I feel so much better after I've done this. I'm sure you felt this before. Like, if you put something off and all of a sudden you've done it, and it's like you feel like almost like this weight is off your shoulder. That's not a weight off your shoulder. It's you feeling better about you taking action and doing something. You've actually unconsciously motivated yourself to do more. You just didn't know what to do, right? But the thing about it is like focusing this and using this to your advantage. If you know you don't want to do something, do it. Start it. Like, for instance, you know, just like building a website or something. And I know some of you guys don't do anything with marketing or whatever, but I'm going to use some different analogies in this, and I just want to give you an understanding of how this works. Like starting a website, like it's often a daunting task that nobody wants to do, right? They just want to have it work and have it up there and everything work, right? Okay, so when you're first starting, you're going to be, you know, you're going to have 18 different things to do. You're not going to do this, or you're not going to want to do the first single one because all of them don't produce that one outcome of creating a page. So sometimes you just, like what I do is I just go in there and just like, just start the header. And as I get the header done, I'll just say, look, I'm just going to get the header done right now. And I'll get the header done and I'll be like, I'll dig into something else, start, get something else done. And then all of a sudden I've unconsciously motivated myself to finish out more than what I've ever done, right? Because it's an infinite loop and I'm taking progress. I'm making progress in what I'm doing and I'm feeling good about it. You know, I actually had this recently, this is a fault of my own too sometimes, but, you know, I had one of my websites and it was doing, you know, it does well, don't get me wrong, it does well, but I knew that when I built it, it was lacking a little bit in the mobile friendly atmosphere, and you do know that everything we do nowadays is on a smartphone. So with that said, I was like, okay, so I need to really focus down on that and to just make it better. So I was like, wow, you know, there's a lot of pages. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of content on this. There's a lot of pages. So it's like, what do I need to do? Okay, so I just picked one. And what I did is I picked the top pages were obviously the top pages that were getting the most exposure at the time. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool. I'll just work on these. I'm just going to work on these. And then I was like, wow, you know, that's still a lot. And I was like, well, I'll just get one done, see what it looks like. And then, you know, I'll see, you know, how I feel as far as that goes. So I started getting one done. I fixed everything. It actually looked really, really good. And it like made me feel a lot better. You know, just by taking the action and doing the task, I felt a lot better. And I was like, by the time I was done, I had like at least, you know, 10 pages done, I think. And it was a matter of, you know, just a couple minutes, right? Just getting that done right? Opening up on different tabs, you know, finding out what I needed to do, making things done. And it just like unconsciously unlocked that motivation to do more than what I was going to do because I was like looking at it as like this daunting task. So it's just something like that that, you know, that we often put off and we often say, well, why am I not winning? Why am I not like... why is this guy winning and I'm not winning? For one, you shouldn't compare yourself to that person, but if you're doing the same task, you are naturally going to do that as a human being. You're going to be like, so why are they doing better and I'm not? It's because largely they're motivated to do more, right? Have you ever seen somebody that like had to do a task and they didn't want to do the task and it took them forever to do it? Or have you ever seen somebody that's really pumped to do the task? They're just like really eager to get it done and they're just like excel at it, right? It's a simple fact of taking action, and then as you take action, it unconsciously motivates you to do more, right? It action, then it inspires you, then it motivates you, then it repeats that process. You're taking action, you're getting inspired, you're motivating yourself. I mean, it doesn't take like the secret YouTube video or the secret book to understand this. This is part of life that if you just do more of, you're going to feel better about yourself. Like that's the way we are as human beings. It's the way we're wired. It's the way we're built. The more we do, the more we're going to feel good about it. And even in a problem, right? Even addressing a problem that you have no clue what to do, right? You have no clue what to do. I'm known as a person that people turn to when they have a problem and they can't fix it, largely. And I've just been able to do that. I've been able to fix problems that largely a lot of people can't fix. I'm not saying that I can fix everything that's not what I'm saying here. But I've been able to fix a lot of technical problems that a lot of people really couldn't. And it's not really because I was any better than them, it was because I had an interest. It was because I took action to start. Like, there's been things before where I've walked up to stuff, and I was like, okay, I've had I walked up to stuff and I did this actual principle just to test it myself. I walked up to stuff one time and I was like, okay, I'm not going to get this. This is really way far out of my spectrum. I'm not going to get it, but I'm going to try. And the more I tried, the more I found out and the more I learned and the more I did it. And it took me longer to do it, but I got it done. So then I took that same principle and I flipped it. I said, and this is something that I had no clue how to fix. No clue how to fix. I flipped it. I said, I am going to fix this. Easy. I'm easily going to fix this. I was able to walk straight up to it, find exactly what the problem was, figure it out, fix it, get it done, and then move on. And it just felt so empowering to do that. I was literally inspired by just taking that action to do it. Right? And again, the world's going to give you the answers as you're doing this stuff, right? You're not gonna sit back and somehow magically get the answers to your questions or life's answers by not taking action. Those who succeed in life take action, and it's largely because they are inspired and they motivate themselves and they move forward, you know, in what they're doing. They get better at what they're doing, which largely inspires them more because they're taking action at what they're doing. It's nothing more than that, right? You know, they call it, you know, I've heard people say the 10,000 hours or whatever the case may be. It's not 10,000 hours if you care about it. You don't even count the hours. You don't even count the time. You don't even count. You wake up, you start the task, you feel better about it. As you take action, you're inspired to do more because you're motivated. You keep at it, you do more, you're learning, you're growing, you're getting better, and it just works. And then before long, you're like, I don't even know how I did that. You look back and you're like, wow, that is something that is completely different. Like, I have no idea. Like, there must have been a higher power guiding me through that because I don't know how I did that. It's a simple fact of taking action and creating that infinite loop for yourself. Taking action, being inspired, and motivating yourself. Like, this sounds so easy, but I'm telling you, once you start implementing it in your life, you're gonna, like, it's gonna be so much better for you. And I don't know where you're at and what you're doing or, you know, whatever the case may be. But like I say, you know, largely this was easy for me. And I say this because I had an advantage over everybody. Why did I have an advantage over everybody? Because I started from zero. I started from absolutely nothing. From being somebody that was told they could never do anything. I was told in my life that I'd be dead or in prison by the time I was 21. And I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And I started from ground zero. I literally had nothing. From sleeping on people's couches to buying my first apartment that had nothing in it. Nothing. The first thing I bought was a bed. Not a big bed. I'm talking about a mattress. Just a mattress. I slept on that and I built myself up. Then I got, the next thing I got was a couch. It was like, I think it was like 6 months before I even got a TV, which was actually a benefit to me because I did not have a distraction at the time. But point of it is, I had an advantage over everybody because I came from absolutely nothing. So I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't go backwards. I could only move forward. So that was kind of an unlocking period for me that showed me by taking action, I'm going to do that. Now, largely, I didn't understand this principle back then. I didn't understand this principle at all back then, that inspiration and motivation and all that. I was just like, look, I was just living life and like doing what I had to do to get by. I'll be honest with you, when you wake up in the morning and you're scrounging, like counting pennies to figure out, you know, what, like how you're going to eat, that's different. That's a different mind frame. Right? That puts you in a different spot in how you look at life. Now, largely, that type of situation could break a lot of people. But largely, that type of situation could make a lot of people too. So like I say, it's kind of unfortunate that I had that advantage and a lot of people don't, because some people have an advantage, or some people have the disadvantage of having stuff handed to them. And I'm sorry if that, you know, that happened to you, but when you face struggles and you face times where you have to fix stuff and you have to, you know, you have to go through and you have to build something yourself, and it's on you, the weight of the world is on your shoulders to get this done, you're often gonna not have what it takes because you haven't been there before. So I say that because, again, that I have an advantage over you because of that, just the simple fact of I know what it takes and I'm not afraid to fall. I'm not afraid to go back, because largely it's the same process over and over, because now I'm more educated. Now I know the process. Now I know that it's not just a three-part loop. It's an infinite loop of inspiration, motivation, and desirable action, right? Taking action creates inspiration, which is leading to motivation, which it's going to get anything done. If you want to be a runner, you go be a runner. But you can't start by actually just taking off, like, and not, you know, have it putting in the hours to actually be a runner. You have to start running. You have to start, you know, like, if you want to be get the best time of you know, whatever, the quarter mile or whatever, you know, that, again, you're going to have to put in the effort. If you want to have a better physique, you're going to have to put in the effort. Right? If you want to lose weight, you're going to have to put in effort. And that means you're going to have to take action. And when you take action, you're going to be inspired to do more, because you're going to see a reaction from your body or from something that you can see, and you're going to feel better about it, which is going to encourage you to do more of it. Oftentimes, and especially with like diets and stuff, that's really the kicker to me, is like people will get on this kick, well, I'm going to lose some weight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and they do great at it. They do absolutely great at it. Like, they blow it out the water. And then all of a sudden, they gain the weight back. It's like, well, what happened? It's because largely they lost their inspiration and their motivation, because they stopped taking action. So giving in to that one little craving, or, you know, not eating the proper things, or not going to the gym because of X, Y, and Z. You've heard me say this before. An excuse can be good. Any excuse can be valid, right? But excuses can be a good excuse and a bad excuse. A bad excuse could be something terrible that's happened, that somebody says, look, I don't fault you for not doing that, because you know, you're like, you need a break right now, or something, you know, nobody's going to fault you. But a good excuse is maybe you accomplished something great and everybody's like, hey, man, that was, I don't know how you did that. That was absolutely the greatest thing I've ever seen. And you're stuck in that place that is stopping you from moving forward, because you're using that as an excuse, saying, hey, I accomplished something. Great. I'm happy for you, but don't let that limit you. Don't let that hold you back. You're moving forward in this process, and how you're doing that is through this infinite loop. Inspiration, motivation, and desirable action. Again, you know, it is that, right? It's the do something principle. It's just that simple. Do something. Like, if you feel down, if you feel like not motivated, do something. I don't mean like go play a video game or watch TV. I mean do what the task you are putting off that you know that you need to do, that you know you need to do, really. Come on, think about it. You know you need to do something. Or you know you need to learn something to get better at something, right? Or you know you want a better life, but you don't know how you're going to do it. Well, guess what? You got to start sampling stuff somewhere, somehow, to make a better life. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to make a better life, and I'm going to write a book, but you've never written before. Or I'm going to be a programmer, but you've never largely opened up a computer. Or I'm going to be, you know, whatever. You know, great at digital marketing, but yet you don't know anything about sales. you know, the thing about it is you have to put forth that effort. And as you're growing and through going through that process, you're going to be inspired by taking that action to do more. And you're going to be motivated, right? So it's that do something principle that's going to help you get through things. So I hope that you, this kind of sunk in with you and really, you know, it sunk in with me, and that's what made the difference. And largely, like I say, you know, going through my life, I never really realized it. And when I did, it was like, I feel like it's something that it should be shared. I feel like if it helped me, and largely it's helped a lot of people, because, I mean, it's just like, this information is not just stuck in my head. I guarantee you that, right? So it's stuck in, this information is guaranteed. It's like out there, right? The do something principle is out there anyway. But how you address it and how you talk, you know, it may have like sunk in with you better by just me saying, you know, the way I said it. But again, I do these just to, for one, as a reminder where I come from, for two, to help people, and again, for the same principle that I'm telling you in this very talk, is to do something.